Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. In the continuing saga of marijuana politics in Mendocino County, we visit in this edition, recorded on January 15th, 2008, with Sheriff Tom Allman to talk about what has happened since our last visit in June of 2007 on this topic, the uncertainty of the existing marijuana laws in Mendocino County, the prospects for change based on the upcoming June election, which may allow a variance to Measure G that was adopted in 2000, and about methamphetamine. Tom Allman, welcome once again to Radio Curious.
Barry Vogel, thank you for having me.
You were here last June, and we were talking primarily about medical marijuana.
Right.
And that's what the County Board of Supervisors is discussing and will be on the June ballot with some sort of revision of Measure G, perhaps in several different written forms.
Well, that's not exactly correct. Don't automatically assume that Measure G is medical marijuana, and don't assume that the Board of Supervisors is strictly speaking about medical marijuana.
That's my question.
Marijuana as a whole is what is the topic of discussion. I'd say it's a topic du jour, but it would be the topic of all du jour. You know,
well,
every day we're talking about it.
That's the issue where I want to go.
Okay.
Because there are many people in this county who use marijuana because they enjoy it. It's used socially. And when we spoke last June, you were saying that if this issue is not addressed in a way that works for a broad portion of society, that there may be a reaction. The pendulum may swing the other way, to use your phrase.
Right.
And you went on to say that people have been using marijuana in this county for years and years, long before Measure G.
That's true.
So the issue, as I see it, is more the use of marijuana for medical reasons or social reasons or because someone prefers marijuana to alcohol. How do you see that being regulated, if at all?
Well, I don't want to use the word regulation there, Barry, because if you use the word regulation, then you're getting right into the prescription. And we don't have any prescriptions in the state of California for medical marijuana. We have recommendations. And you're an attorney, and I'm going to assume, and this is a good assumption, that you can give me a good explanation of almost any law that you have studied at great length. But
I'm glad you qualified it, I've studied it at great length.
Okay. There's a reason I said that, Barry, is because there are so many laws right now that pertain to marijuana, medical, non-medical, and illegal marijuana, that I don't believe there's any one person who can tell you exactly what the law is, because there's the laws are so convoluted. If you can give me just 2 minutes to talk about the historical, we talked about it in June, but I want to talk about it now, about the historical sequence of why we're where we are. In 1996, the state of California voters passed Proposition 215. In 2000, the voters of Mendocino County passed Measure G. In 2003, the state assembly and the state senate, with the governor signing, Gray Davis signing, they passed SB 420, and that's where you hear people, when they talk about marijuana, they talk about 420, and that's from Senate Bill 420 that was passed in 2003. And then you have what was passed in August of 07 by the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors, the 25 plants per person and 2 pounds per person. And then you have in December the Board of Supervisors passing the 25 plants per parcel. And so I don't think there's any one way you can marry all five of those laws and regulations together to say this is what the law is. And one of the problems that law enforcement has is the exact same problem that a resident of the county has, and when they say, what is the law? In law enforcement, what you've heard me saying is, all right, judges, all right, lawmakers, you tell us what the law is. We'll enforce the law, but please tell us what the law is. And there's so many different factions of the law and so many different angles of how the law could be interpreted. law enforcement has to walk the fine line of not being pro-marijuana, not being anti-marijuana, but enforcing the law. And so what is on the ballot in June that I think the Willis News had a headline Friday. It called it Negative G. The bill, the measure, countywide measure that would repeal Measure G is going to give us some kind of answer, but it's not the answer that everybody's looking for.
But the answer that it may give, whatever it says, will be a recital of words that some people have voted on, that many people have said, and I project many more may say, is that it won't make any difference in the average person's discreet use of marijuana or discreet growing of marijuana.
Barry, I really appreciate you using the word discreet there. And here's why I'm so happy about that. Because the people who voted for Measure G in 2000 are not the people that we have in Mendocino County right now that are in-your-face growers. There are people in this county, and Barry, don't be offended by this, because I know you are an advocate of Measure G. There are people in this county right now that are taking advantage of people like you, that are taking advantage of the Mendocino County thought process that this is a medical marijuana or a recreational drug that we've accepted socially. But there's people who have come in our county that want to make their $1 million this year, and they want to take advantage of Measure G, of Proposition 215, and law enforcement hasn't had the ability to take care of them. Barry, I was in
but
a garden last
have.
Year.
Well, go ahead with the garden last year.
I was in a garden
year.
Last year that there were 200 plants, and they had probably 10 recommendations there. And these plants were the healthiest, the most mature plants in my 25-year career I've ever seen. And they were probably, I didn't harvest them and I didn't manicure them or whatever, but they were probably 4 to 5 pound plant gardens from each plant getting 4 to 5 pounds because the growing methods had been perfected, and I would imagine they were organic. I hope they were. I hope that they weren't using pesticides or poisons to get them to this, you know, almost award-winning type. But these are the gardens that are causing neighbors to call into the sheriff's office saying, I can't use my backyard, or my elderly mother is having to stay inside because she can't breathe outside in the October-November months that we know happens.
So then staying with the outdoor grow as right. opposed to the indoor grow, which is another conversation for perhaps another time.
Thank you.
What you're talking about is the community disturbance by people from the outside who are doing large grows and taking the money or some of it away, as opposed to people who grow for their own use or to share with their friends. Is
and
that right?
June, we talked about the money. I'm not going to talk about the money here.
But the money is an important part. It's what drives the economies in the boutiques in Willits, the developing boutiques in Laytonville, some of them that we see here in Ukiah, and I'm sure in other communities throughout the county. It's the unofficial
I'm not going to disagree with that, Barry. But
cash crop.
But I hope that you're not thinking that law enforcement's role is to shield our eyes as long as money's coming in, because that's not what law enforcement's role is. What I've said is, well, I've been married a long time. I'm used to being wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong here. I think I'm right by saying law enforcement enforces the laws, and I support medical marijuana. You've heard me say that before. I've never smoked marijuana, but I have some very close friends that I believe if they didn't have medical marijuana, legitimate medical marijuana, they would not be able to be productive citizens. But there's people who are abusing the medical marijuana people and the advocates, and they don't care that they're disturbing their neighbors. You know, the Medical Marijuana Advisory Board, they have a very, very good and profound good neighbor policy that basically states, we don't want to bother anybody else. We just want to do our own thing and use our own natural herb to cure our illness or to sustain our life in a way where we have a quality of life. But there are some people who could give a rat's rear end about what they think. They because they want to come here in the 6 months of the year. They want to grow their product. They want to take it out elsewhere. And then they want to leave our county for the winter months. They want to go somewhere where it's nice and warm. And then in May, they're going to be right back here, Barry. And well, I have two words to say to these people who have abused Major G, and that's go home. Go to where you were raised and have your life and do whatever you want. But they've come into our sanctuary, and they've disturbed the neighborhoods, the environment, to the point where people are saying, enough is enough. We're not going to handle it anymore, and this is how we're going to take it. And so they've gone to the Board of Supervisors, and the Board of Supervisors have put it on the ballot.
Do you think it was appropriate for the board to put it on the ballot, or should they have required their proponents to gather the requisite number of signatures from the voters?
Appropriate. I don't know if I'm going to use the word appropriate to say if it was appropriate or inappropriate. I can say that
favoritism.
If I had had my druthers, I'd rather it be on the ballot because of signatures.
Did you tell that to the board?
No, I was at the board, and I was sitting up front there, and I was ready to answer any question that was asked of me. And at the end, after the ballot, after it was passed, I was asked some questions.
But you have the same position that the rest of us do. We're all citizens. We can all address the board during public hearings and say what we think. Your position as sheriff carries a lot of weight.
Well,
why did you choose not to say that?
I appreciate that, Barry. And when Major G was put towards the voters in 2000, you didn't hear Tom Allman going against Major G or going pro-Major G. I'm not going to tell a lawmaker how they should make a law, and I'm hoping that a lawmaker is not going to tell a law enforcement officer how we should enforce a law. I'll let the lawmakers make their laws and
let's
and do
divide
it.
That in two parts.
But let's go.
You're not going to tell a lawmaker because you're Tom Allman, the citizen, and that's your personal predilection, or you're Tom Allman, the sheriff, and don't want to mix up the politics.
Well, I don't want to mix up politics. I am responsible for making sure that the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, which has 160 employees, and about 70 of those are law enforcement officers, go out and equally enforce the law. And let me go back in time a little bit, Barry, and you remember the situation I'm going to talk about. And when we had a Supreme Court justice on the state Supreme Court, Roseburg, law enforcement, and I was a law enforcement officer there then, law enforcement rallied behind getting rid of Roseburg. And law enforcement actually in uniform were going door-to-door in Los Angeles. I'm not kidding you. They were going door-to-door telling citizens, vote against this. Vote against these Supreme Court justices. And our courts came down on law enforcement and said, listen, when you're in uniform, when you're on duty, you don't practice politics. And even though I'm an elected officer, I don't want to cross the line of carrying the banner of a political measure. My job is not to rally the citizens behind one law or the other. I think that if I did that, I would be crossing the line, and that's not something I want to do. Now, my wife might know where I stand. We wouldn't sit around. I have two teenage boys. We don't sit around at the dinner table and talk about politics. We really don't. I don't want to. I want to talk about raising the FFA animals, or I want to talk about football, or talk about wrestling, or talk about cars with my family. I don't see law enforcement, and I'm not taking a chicken way out. And some of your listeners might say, well, this guy's just taking the chicken way out because he doesn't want to commit one way or the other. I don't see that at all. I don't want people to assume that the laws of Mendocino County are the laws of Tom Allman, because that's not it. If we have a three-legged stool, and you're an attorney, and I don't want to bore you with this, Barry, but let's assume we have a three-legged stool. We have the lawmakers, which are the Board of Supervisors, the State Assembly, the governor, whoever. We have the law enforcement, enough said, and we have the law interpreters, those people who wear the black robes. And I don't want to trample on the other people's responsibilities, and I'm asking them not to trample on mine.
In this edition of Radio Curious, recorded on January 15th, 2008, we're talking with Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. You're listening to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Well, Tom, the other significant issue that seems to be hidden behind marijuana is methamphetamine.
Sure.
Where is the enforcement oomph, the pressure to the county board of supervisors, the county lawmakers, to get some enforcement of people who are violating the methamphetamine laws?
Well,
why is that not here socially at this time?
As you may remember, during my campaign, Barry, I stood on three major platforms: methamphetamine awareness, getting staffing of the sheriff's office where it should be, and emergency preparedness. The methamphetamine awareness is something we're prepared right now. We've finalized our DVD. We have a Mendocino County produced.
What's DVD?
The DVD disc for the for parents, for schools, for social groups to see a methamphetamine problem. I just want to make sure we're going the right way. If you get me on methamphetamine, we're going to be on this for the rest of the show. I want you to know
that. Until we have another topic, of which there are many.
Okay. We're prepared right now, by the end of February, to have our meth awareness program. The acronym is MAP, so we have a map to the future. Our meth awareness program being taught around the county. And this isn't something that people are going to say, oh, it's just another DARE program, or it's just another Just Say No program. It's not that at all. I'm not looking to fill our jails full of meth users. I'm really not. Our jail capacity.
What's the goal?
The goal is to get meth awareness to parents this year, to let parents know if their kid's under the influence of crank. And what we're prepared to do is give every parent in this county a saliva drug kit, and if they choose to test their kid, which is a huge line to cross. If you cross that line to test your kid, you're basically telling your kid, there's a reason I don't trust you. But it's part of our training program, and I don't think in 20 more minutes we're going to be able to get through all this. I'd love to have another program with you and talk about the meth program. But this kit, these kits are going to be available for parents, for teachers, for business people throughout the county, and it's all paid through asset seizure to say, listen, do we have a meth problem in this county? Barry, there are people in this county who came to me after the election, and they gave me a wink-wink and a nudge-nudge, and they said, hey, Tom, good job on scaring people about meth, but we know it's not that big of a problem in this county. It made me sick to my stomach.
You know that it is that big of a problem.
It is huge.
Tell us about the size and the problem.
Barry, I worked narcotics many years ago in the late 80s, and meth was just on the – it was creeping up. At that point in our county, cocaine was still – cocaine and heroin were still the drug of choice for many people. And then after I left narcotics, I went to the street, and I was working in the north sector as a sergeant. And I saw this meth come into our county, and I saw people who had been working, you know, jobs for 15 years – that were, in my opinion, very stable members of our community, get involved with meth. And they lost their houses, they lost their family, and of course they lost their job. And without being humorous, they lost their teeth, they lost their complexion. And I would imagine there may be some people in this county who have seen it more than I have, but I'm telling you, I've seen enough. And it scares the bejesus out of me of what meth can do to a community. And I live in the northern part of the county, where the social economic structure is lower than Ukiah. And I've in Willits, in Covelo, in Laytonville, in Leggett, in Piercy, people that I've known my entire life because I was raised in Garberville, their lives are ruined. I had a fascinating...
They're ruined as a result of the physical destruction to their person, to their body, the economics, jail.
That's another. If they're still alive. About a year and a half ago, I was sitting at a table with four other narcotics officers, and one of the and myself being a former narcotics officer, and one of the former narcotics officers took us through this 60 seconds of a fascinating conversation. He said, could you guys write down a list of 20 people that you know in Mendocino County who use heroin on a regular basis? I could. I know 20 people that are functioning adults that have used heroin on a regular basis. I'm not saying daily, but on a regular basis. Yeah, I could do that. And then he said, well, could you make a list of 20 people who have used marijuana their whole life? You know, and of course we chuckled. Of course, that's a much easier question. And then he said, can you make a list of 5 people who have done crank for 20 years? And we looked at each other and said, no, we can't, because they're dead. So when people say, no, meth isn't that big of a problem here, you know, we have some other problems we need to deal with, I say, well, then, you know, you deal with them. I think meth is a problem, and I'm going to keep dealing with it.
Let's go back to a marijuana question.
Okay.
And the zip ties that you were talking about.
Right.
They're available for 2008?
Well, they've been ordered, and they're a different color. And we're going to be dispensing them under the guidelines of Measure G. Because Measure G, as we speak today, January 15th, which is my past brother's birthday, so happy birthday, Mike. Measure G is still the law in Mendocino County, and I respect Measure G. So, yes, we're going to give them under that guideline.
Before we get to the distribution plans that you have for them, some people have told me, and unfortunately I don't have specifics, that some of the zip ties that were on plants that were growing in 2007 were taken away. The plants were removed by the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Is that accurate?
I'm aware of 2 situations. One of them were involved with court, the other were not, where pictures were shown to me of zip ties that were on stalks of marijuana, on bare stalks of marijuana. And I want you to know, when law enforcement goes in and eradicates marijuana, we don't take a pair of scissors and trim off the bud. We hack the plant at the base of the ground. And so the pictures that were shown to me that showed the yellow zip ties around a bare stalk that looked like, you know, how roses look right now. You know, roses don't have any leaves or blooms on them. So these bare stalks were out there. Indicate to me, I'm not saying it happened because I wasn't there, indicate to me that the plant had been harvested and that the grower had left the zip tie on the stalk just because they decided not to take it off for one reason or another and they hadn't got around to it. So I'm not aware, and if there is this case, I'd love to see them. I'm not aware of medical marijuana plants that were growing with zip ties around them that were within the boundaries of Prop 215 that law enforcement went in and eradicated. But if your listeners can prove me wrong, I have no problem. My email is easy to find. You go to MendocinoSheriff.com. There's a picture of me, and underneath my ugly mug is my email. And I check my email 20 times a day. So if someone can prove me wrong, I'll come on your show and say I was proven wrong. But people are using these bare stocks to say, look, the sheriff's office did this, but I don't have the staffing to manicure marijuana. We go in and we cut it down with a machete and we put it in the back of a truck.
And then what happens to it?
It's buried.
Well, Tom Allman, a couple of questions in the few remaining minutes that we have. One is about the legality of the possession and use of marijuana.
Okay.
We know that under state law that if a person has an ounce or less, it's an infraction. Like going through a red light.
Well, I believe actually technically, Barry, it's a misdemeanor to be treated as an infraction, a citable only unless a person doesn't want to sign a citation.
Which is like going through a red light.
That is.
And that's the policy of your office.
Sure. 11357B as in boy for the health and safety code specifically states less than an ounce will be handled like an infraction with a citation.
Okay. The next area, the zip ties.
Yes.
What color will they be, and when will they be available?
Well, I'm not going to disclose the color, Barry, just like I didn't last year until the zip ties came in. We didn't have any cases that I knew of counterfeiting, but I'm not going to push the envelope on that one. But
when can we expect that you'll have them?
I expect them by the end of February, and at that time, hopefully, the Board of Supervisors will have approved whatever the cost is going to be.
Are you going to make a recommendation on the cost?
I am going to make a recommendation.
What will that be?
That it's going to be $25 per zip tie, and if you're on Medi-Cal, it'll be half price. And I want to explain, some people might say that's a lot of money, but I want to explain why it's that. Number one, I would like for the first 6 zip ties for anybody to be free, because the state minimums are exactly that, of 6 mature plants. And in Mendocino County, where Measure G is still on the books, the voters haven't said one way or the other yet, that the remaining 19 would be purchased, and that money, if collected, would go towards marijuana compliance officers, not marijuana enforcement officers, marijuana compliance officers. So we can answer the questions to everybody, whether you're a citizen and your neighbor's growing marijuana and you just want to know what the law is, or maybe you're a patient and you want to know what the law is. Maybe you're another law enforcement agency and you want to know what the law is.
How will the determination of what the law is be made short of a judicial interpretation?
Well, you're not going to have me, hopefully, interpreting the law. If I need to go to county council, I'll go to county council and get an interpretation. If I need to go to our district attorney, who's been very upfront, Meredith Lintott has been very helpful on this. And she is trying to understand it just like I'm trying to understand it, to find out what the law is. So I don't want anybody to think that there's conflict, because there's not. We're trying to get to the right answer. But there's so many roads to go get to the right answer, I'm not sure which one we're going to go down.
Well, Tom Allman, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being here with us on Radio Curious.
Barry, it goes so quick. I want to get back on meth, and I want to talk about an hour on meth here.
Well, we can do that at another time. But before we close today, can you tell us about an interesting book that you've read lately?
Well, I can tell you I'm 20 pages from finishing one that I heard recommended about 2 months ago on NPR. And that's an Alan Alda book, Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself. And I bought it because I thought it was going to be a funny book. And Alan Alda is a great comedian. And it is a funny book, but it's an incredibly deep book, too, about listening to your own words and asking yourself why you said the things you say and digging into them. So I would thoroughly recommend that.
Tom Allman, thank you for being with us on Radio Curious.
Barry Vogel, you're welcome.
This interview with Tom Allman, the Mendocino County Sheriff, was recorded on January 15, 2008. The book that he recommends is Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself by Alan Alda. Copies of this and other editions of Radio Curious are available free online at www.radiocurious.org, where you'll find approximately 250 archive editions. They're also available in CD format by mail for $12 each. Our address is Post Office Box 7, Ukiah, that's UKIAH, California, 95482. Our phone is 707-462-6541, and our email address is curious@radiocurious.org.